The Missouri Symphony Orchestra presents the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. Concerts of the Missouri Symphony Society and the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. Kirk Trevor, music director and conductor. First up, I've got an interview with Catherine Rimpf. She is a 10-year veteran singing with the Columbia Chorale. She's also a board member with that organization. After the conversation with Catherine Rimpf, we'll enjoy Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Requiem in its entirety here on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour on Classical 90.5. You have been participating now for 10 years, as we mentioned, as a singer with the Columbia Chorale, and that's the group that performed with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra last June. Tell me about the challenges of preparing to sing Mozart's Requiem Mass.
Well, it is challenging. It's a difficult piece, but it is in line with a lot of the other kinds of works that we do. We try to do a kind of variety of programming, so we definitely do major works like Mozart Requiem. We're preparing up for a Bach and Mendelssohn concert now. So it's challenging music, and what makes it work is we have a really outstanding artistic director who I think is able to bring out the best in everybody, because we are not a professional organization, although we have members who have a lot of musical training, a lot of vocal training. We also have members who don't read music, but who love to sing. So we are there at a wide range of levels. And what's key to bringing it all together is, I would say, our artistic director's ability to bring out the best in us.
So when Emily, you said she works to bring out the best in you, what's her technique like? How does she do that?
You know, she is, a very gifted leader and teacher. And she has this great ability to make our rehearsals fun, right? We have a really good time. That's why people keep coming back. But she's also very serious at the same time. And she expects a lot out of us. And I think her singers are devoted enough to her that we want to live up to her expectations of us.
How many members strong is the Columbia Chorale?
Right now we're somewhere, I would say, around 90 in the chorale.
And I'm going to guess, from having seen the chorale out in the world, a few more women than men.
Correct. That is definitely true. We can always use more basses and baritones. So basses and baritones out there, look us up.
So let's talk about that for a moment. If you're maybe have thought about joining the chorale before and not quite sure what it's all about, give us the sales pitch.
Well, we've already started up our rehearsing for our next concert. But if you were interested in singing with us, you would want to think about next August. Go to our website at ColumbiaChorale.com, and there's information there. But I think it's a great organization for anyone who loves singing. And one of the really powerful things about singing is singing with other people. Lots of people like to sing in the shower or sing in the car or sing to their kids, and that's wonderful. But there's something very unique and powerful about blending voices together and creating this really wonderful sound. And you develop relationships with people through a kind of shared love of singing. I know that's happened to me.
Now, there's 90 members in the Columbia Chorale. You're obviously not buddy-buddy with all of them, but knowing what you know about their backgrounds, do most of them come out of a church background with their singing, or is it exclusively kept to the shower?
You know, it's a very diverse organization in terms of people's backgrounds. We have singers who are college students. We have singers who are retired. So there's a real range of ages. Some of them do sing in church choirs as well as in Columbia Chorale, but we're not affiliated with any church. And so that's really, although of course a lot of the great choral works are religious in nature. The texts are Mozart Requiem, certainly. You know, it's in Latin, but it's of course a religious text. But we are not a religious organization. So some people have that other outlet where they sing through church choirs, but not all of us do.
And what is the span of a season for the Columbia Chorale?
Usually we start rehearsing in late August, right around the time that MU begins. We did two concerts in the fall, and we just finished our Unity concert that we did in honor of Martin Luther King, where we formed a community gospel choir to sing with us and do really different kinds of music. We are doing Bach in April, and then we will be singing again with Hot Summer Nights this summer. So that's the scope of our season. We usually take a couple months off in the summer.
Tell me about your process. When you show up to a rehearsal, how do you prepare either right before or even during? How are you getting your voice ready to participate in the making of the music, in this case, Mozart's Requiem?
Right. Well, we always warm up. That's the first thing that we do in any rehearsal. We warm up pretty extensively, which is about warming up the vocal cords, but also working on rhythm and diction. We do that in our warm-ups, too. We practice outside. Some people who can who are able to read music can sit down at their piano and play their piano and practice that way. We also use rehearsal CDs that people listen to in the car and practice that way. So we are doing work outside of rehearsals as well, but none of that is the same as coming together and singing.
Tell us about Columbia Chorale's youth choir.
We do have a youth choir extension, Columbia Youth Choirs, where you can also find us. We link from our website. And this is an organization now. It's in its third year. It has over 100 singers in 7 different choirs, ages from second grade up through 12th grade. And the singers are divided by age group and by gender. We have older boys, middle school age boys, are in a separate choir because they're dealing with particular issues of voice changing, right? And so they work with a conductor who works specifically on those issues. And they have a fantastic season every year, and they will be starting up again in August. So if you know young singers who would be interested in this experience, it's a non-auditioned choir, and we try to keep costs very affordable so that it is really accessible to any young person who loves to sing or just wants to learn more about singing.
That's the voice of Catherine Rimpf. She is a MU professor, a singer with the Columbia Chorale, and she's also on the board of that organization. She's part of the group that performed Mozart's Requiem Mass. The Columbia Chorale was joined by the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. Catherine, thanks for taking some time and dropping by today.
Thanks for talking with me.
You're listening to the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour here on Classical 90.5.